Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Sabona Dumela, hi.
Hey, Sabona Dumela, my brother, Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Hey, Maplagazi.
Kusaphileka kodwa.
Pastor Makama, kuyaphileka baba, kuyaphileka mfundisi wami.
Awuzeke, awuzeke.
Ngibulise na uApostle Phumla Mpene.
Amen.
Topic.
Yes.
Lena spiritual truth, spiritual food, right?
Yeah.
Ibandla kufanele sazi ukuthi there's a battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Kingdom kaNkulunkulu, our food must be the weight.
Yeah.
And praises and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
This must be our weapons. Masazi ukuthi owethu uNkulunkulu akalala kuzili 24/7.
Yes.
Sibhekile.
Yeah.
Thina sisekumhlaba masazi ukuthi there's a possibility of being tempted, accused. Or deceived by the devil.
Yeah.
So in our spiritual food today, Bonabanta Banning, Monday to Saturday, Abahambi, Abanam City, another spiritual food. But feel our more in the Sunday, not funny by a mason to any accusing his under the band.
Hey, my thought.
I see our spiritual food on the Sundays.
Hmm.
We are putting on the arm of God.
Yeah.
Kanti our spiritual food is to stand firm and to be alert every day, 24/7.
Yes.
We can read what is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, Yona 18. Yonke imibhalo iphefumulelwe nguNkulunkulu.
Aha.
Ilungele ukufundisa nokusola. Nokuqondisa nokuyala ekulungeni.
Yes.
That is our true spiritual food. Ukuze noma umuntu uShathane esihlasele siphendule ngezwi yebo Jesu Kristu waphendula ngezwi wathi kulotshiwe, kulotshiwe ukuthi ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngibusisa to God be the glory.
All the time. May the Father bless you. Thank you so much, sir, for the call.
Thank you, brother. Blessings.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the time. May the Father be glorified. We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly. There's 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Now, check this out. We are talking about true spiritual food. Listen to what the Christ is saying in John chapter 6, from verse 48. Let me start at verse 47. It says, "Assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." Now, check it out. Now, he describes himself as spiritual food. He says, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." Ah! He says, "Soever eats," and he was talking about the word. He is the word. From the beginning, John chapter 1 says that. He says, if we eat of this word, we will attain eternal life. Though our outward bodies may waste away, we will become renewed day by day. And we will be resurrected into everlasting life and righteousness. And it's amazing that the devil had seen it, that look, if these people don't eat the word, they won't have eternal life. Fanela nati.
Come on now.
And that's a big problem. Funis Makam.
Mfundiswami, ngibonga kutina ufunda ezethi lapha ngivule khona ku John chapter 6. The Bible says lapha na ukuthina he is the bread of life. Yeah, now Yahusha HaMashiach. He is the bread of life. I would say he's the true bread because akhona izinyizinkwa abafika bafeed abantu kanti lezi zinkwa lezi lapho lezi zikho ezifana ne chicken dust. Ezifana ne chicken dust. Yep. Understand? Azina ne expiring date.
About
my astrology. Yep. So he is the true bread of life. When you come to him, whoever eat him, whoever finds him, he finds life.
Hey.
Whoever asondela ukuye, even noma agula uyaphola, noma afile uyaphila, noma ngaba kwenze njani, you know, he is everything to us. Kuninto umfundisi wami uMamphumla uMaya Apostle akhuluma ngayo. Ye inkhumbuza ukuthi ilanga babefuna kungishaya somewhere.
Yeah.
Because uma uthola izwi likaNkulunkulu. Uma uthola ufana kalo uyayibona ukuthi le ifana kalo le.
Yeah.
Ngoba ngelinye langa one of my friends yanginvite kuthi na kunenkonzo yasebusuku izoba yenzwa ayingahamba uma ngifika lapha thola ukuthi kube kwembuzi phansi
hey madat
yahlatshwa kuthi kuzogezwe zona and unfortunately they made a mistake ukuthi nabathi hayi sise kunomuntu uvakashile asimnike abingelele banika ngabingelela ngathi konke lokhu uKristu kudala wakwenza lokhu nikwenzayo okwenu akusukhona kwezwi likaNkulunkulu nami bengaliso sikhathi leso bengizibiza ukuthi ngisotsha likaKristu bengithanda ukuphikisa nje ukuthi na ngilwe even when it comes to a push bavula ivesi bagcina omunye athi hey kahle wena hlala phansi waphinde waphakama ngizokubura mina uyezwa omunye ke ngafika kwenye ndawo nithola ukuthi kufundiswa the tongues of the Holy Spirit ihleli class kuyafundiswa shanda labashaya iclass lithi shanda labashaya esikarabocha repeat after me. Hey, Shandala Bocha, Scarabocha. Baphinda bayenze mistake ngathi na is not in the weight. What you are doing is not. You understand? So, abantu, into yenza kuthi bahamba bavuma yona noma yini is because the true bread of life, people are rejecting the true bread of life. When you reject the true bread of life, uzohamba uzohlangana nabantwana bakwabani bani nabo bayakwazi ukukhipha amadimoni. But from which spirit abakhipha ngazo? So kuzophuma kuwe ukuthi uyakwazi ukuyidiscerna or awukwazi. Izwi lela ku Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. Uthi na the word is not very far from you. Tacho khona la phambi kwakho. And uthi na alikho even a pressure yakolwandle ukuthi umuntu kumele alikho na phezulu, alikho na kuphikupha. That's in front of you. Hosea chapter 4. Uthi my people are being destroyed because of ignorance. Ignorance. It's a word. It's a darkness. Ignorance. Umuntu mani ignorance. Uvuma noma yini. Uma ngaba unenkani abe nenkani na kwezinto ezingamsiza. And into ingamsiza is the word of God. Phela. Yilo lokwaziyo ukusiza umuntu. This is the true bread of life. Mina, that is why even abo chomi anginandaba ukuthi une title engakanani yokufundisa anginandaba nayo uma ngaba angikuzwisisi ngisuseduze ngoba I don't want to befriend umuntu azongibuyisela emuva ukuthi ningasala understand izwi likaNkulunkulu sengibukana nama miracles lawa yabo bani 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 alandwe eNigeria angiyifuni ngifuna ama miracles that are coming from the word. So it's not every friend is my friend, it's not every pastor is my friend, it's not every, because I need time to read the word. Nginesikhathi sami lapho kumele ngifunda khona nga inspire one of the teachers of the word. Athina mina iBhayibheli lami ngilifunde 29 times then. Njengoba ngibona ngiphinda manje kwesi-11 this year ngiliphinda Genesis to Revelation ngoba angifuni umuntu azongiphazamisa ngezwi, angifuni. This is the true breath. When you read the word, ukunye uphinda kwesi-11 ukudlulile uma ubuye uthi kodwa kusiyami lapha bengabonanga. This time God is saying something else. Lokhu yena wongakubonanga. Bazalwane, the only thing that will help a man is the word that comes from the mouth of God. Where is the mouth of God? Yeah. The mouth of God yihleli yila kuwe la. That mouth of God yikhona yikuwe ayikho kude.
Yeah.
Present yourself to God as a man approved who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly divided the word of truth. Hayi lo msangano zamba sho ukhuluma.
Hey, Nkosi yami. Inkosi sisize ngendlela esimanga. We taking your calls, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And I was able to get back Apostle Pumla. Apostle, I want to go to John chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 5 is amazing. It's amazing. Okay. It says, verse 24, most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Now, also spiritual food is by hearing the word of the Most High through Christ. It's very important, right? Through the Spirit of Christ. And then it can't be stopped. You know, this aspect of it. Check it out in verse 27. Verse 26 and 27. For as the Father has life in himself, so he granted the Son to have life in himself. And check it out.
Yeah.
And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
Yeah.
We also need true spiritual food so that we can understand the judgments of Christ. Because he executes judgments. In other words, he speaks as to this should be done. On this day, we should be doing this. On that other day, we should be doing that. We should be doing that. We execute judgments in daily living, daily choices, daily things that we do. And if there is no spiritual food, true spiritual food, we won't be able to know the guidances and the judgments of the Christ himself about our lives, about each and every time, and how to handle each and every day. Apostle?
If we don't really intentionally and, you know, really an effort to just eat the word of God, we really hunt for, as we eat the word of God, we are then able to even have eternal life. So when we don't do that, we are literally shooting ourselves in the foot. We deprive and deny ourselves so much, you know, that is only found in the word of God.
Yes.
You know, when you read also in the book of John chapter 4, verse 32, you know, the disciples never came, never tabala the Tamarana Jesu di Jo. But then never Takadi Jo Marana Adi came to Urbana Nakiva to the Joti. But in verse 34, or Edi Jotaka, my meat, the Jotaka, is to do the will of the Father. How many of us can boldly say,
you know, my need is to do the will of the Father. Every other thing else except for the will of the Lord. But it's amazing what the will of God as well. Just doing, living in the will of God.
Mm.
And how do you find the will of God? Just eating. How do you find the will of God? By just eating from the word of God. Partaking of the word of God. You know. So hence, if Morana Jesu Arile, my meat is to do the will of the Father. So meaning Harry Jal and Zelamudin, we are able to find the will of God concerning our lives, and also the Konohope is what God desires us to do. And also, having said that, Muruti, John chapter 6, 54 to 55, whosoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. We mention it as well. So it's amazing that even the body and the blood of Jesus, you know, normally where we buy Holy Communion, the more boxing thing, I like what they've written, continuously, magical food. Communion, also, as we partake of it. Spiritual food. That among what doctor killer his father unakula akena ko ICU ba monta, and then banahano rutaba alright, then he kept on being critical, and in that time the king is Hindu, so naganiko habon na banali a Hindu temple.
Yeah.
So then in that time nearly a priest in this thing, that was this doctor nearly a priest in this Hindu temple. But the doctor, nearly a servant of God, okay, now the police talk about a disowner because of that. But when the father got sick, I between life and death. Mudumo bolela le papa, le bo doctor ba mudise ba re bona. Lo ana o doctor, mara e tsa ganang mo papa go re tlong mudusa. Ha o sana, we have done everything humanly possible or aphela, mara whatever it's happening e modimo matarona. But mudumo bolela le this doctor, look, let him partake of this supernatural food, of this miraculous food. Hi. Bona ke mo Hindu papa hai ha. Asa aso police ha so convert mara. O in a state where he can't even make any decision concerning himself.
Yeah.
Ba mo feed ka bo ka the spiritual food. First day, second day, third day. Within a week, doctors were shocked by the way the father was recovering. In no time, the man was released out of hospital. He needed the God of his son, because Bamu feel this spiritual, supernatural, miraculous food. So we must also, we should do it as often as we can. It's also part of a staple food for and it's a spiritual food. There are so many things. Personally, I don't know how to get shop. It's hard this communion. My blood is drink indeed, and my flesh is food. And it has so much effect and power that it does not only save lives, it delivers our lives. There's new beginning in the body and the blood of Jesus Christ.
I hear you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. True spiritual food. Drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp, and also give us a shout, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you say about this. What is true spiritual food? And today, would you be able to say, we are feeding quite well, true spiritual food? And what are the results? Because it should show.
Yeah.
It should show. It should be able to show. Your life should change. The manner of your testimony must change.
Come on.
People must be won over. You must relentlessly go on and speak the word, abundantly so, and teach into many aspects as you can. Because once you have that, you will do what is spoken of in Philippians 1:21. For to me, living means opportunities for Christ, and death, well, that's better yet. Living means opportunities for Christ, and death, well, that's better yet. Someone who truly partakes in spiritual food understands the communion with the Father, the communion with Christ, the communion in the Holy Spirit, and is able to go and make disciples. It's very important to look into that. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right, thank you so much. Mandlenkosi, I appreciate that, says Mandlenkosi, MJ Mbata. Says, good evening. Good evening, Pastor Ray, MJ Mbata. Good evening. Good evening, Pastor Ray. I am listening to you, MJ Mbata. All right. Eshla, thank you so much for the picture that you sent there. Davi, I don't know, man. You sent the message. Maybe you were talking to Johan, man. Let me give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you were talking to Johan. Victoria Pinar says, please pray with Francois and Nina. We will pray for them. We will pray for them. And then saying that we may grow spiritually and put our kingdom first, breakthrough in business and finances. And for our two-step children and the breaking of addictions at our homes. And God to give us a clear vision to run with and establish the work of our hands. And then says also, Paya Donkey and prayer team for this opportunity. Pray for us. This is worth more than gold and silver to me. Thank you. Victoria Pinar there. We will pray about this. And of course, let me just alert the people so that they can take, because there are more than five prayer items here. And any listener can pray for you by faith. As I mentioned them, says that we may grow spiritually and put Abba first. Secondly, it says breakthrough in business and finances. Our business is called Inala Projects. And number three, for our two stepchildren, Kathleen 13 and Enrico 10, for salvation of their souls and deliverance from the dark influences on youth, for godly friends for them and a spiritual home, okay? And those want to pray. Number four says the breaking of addictions in our home. Number five says for God to give us a clear vision to run with and establish the work of our hands. Hence I say we really need true spiritual food. Thank you so much, Victoria Pinar there. We appreciate. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Babongani.
Ibongi thubang bingelele kumfundisi uRain bingelele. Na kumfundisi ke umakamu ngibingelele ke na kumpostoli ke umfene nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu owase Nazareth isihloko esithi true spiritual food. ukudla kukamoya okwangempela. Just as we need physical food to stay alive, we need spiritual food to sustain us. And just as we need a variety of foods, we need to read and listen to the whole counsel of scriptures. The physical food is a waste, and the spiritual food is eternal. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Amazwi akho afunyanwa ngawadla, amazwi akho aba ngokujabula kimi nokuthokoza kwenhliziyo yami ngokuba ngibizwa ngegama lakho Jehova Nkulunkulu Sibaothi. Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Our spiritual food is something of divine life. John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. The word of God is food. When we pray, we exercise our spirit. Imizimba yethu idinga ke ukudla ke ukudla ke okuhle. Sivocavoce ke nemizimba yethu, nomzimba kamoya udinga ukudla ke okuhle, uvocavoce ke lo mzimba kamoya, senza ama exercise. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17 to 18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all your prayer and supplication in the spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. A proper spiritual food is needed so Christians do not become weak and weary, but rather thrive spiritually in our relationship with God. Regular nourishment for the soul is vital for the Christian life, just as physical food is for the body. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. God's word provides milk. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. God's word is meat. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. I feed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are not still able. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and feed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. We can also read on our own in Job chapter 23, verse 12. The word of God is sweeter than honey. We found that in Psalm 119, verse 103. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The term active means effective, powerful, producing an internal result. The word of God is vibrant, dynamic, energizing, and productive.
Mm.
If we let God's word...
I don't know what happened.
Do its work deep inside.
Yes.
It will change our character and behavior. We are to focus our time and attention on the Lord in worship. Worship invites God's presence, enabling us to experience God.
Yes.
Worship must be vital in our lives.
Mm.
Through worship, we can experience the presence of and power of God in our lives. We can read that in Psalm 96, verse 1 to 3. The benefits of worship It renews your faith and it restores your joy. We find that in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We are to read the word of God, meditate on it, and pray. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mabongani. We really appreciate you, sir.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let us hear what you say. True spiritual food today. Would you say you're getting that every time when you go in fellowship, every time you're getting that, you know, and when you listen to preachers preaching, would you say, hey, yeah, now I'm getting true spiritual food? Or you're just getting tabloids, man. You know, sometimes just tabloids, people talking their own business instead of speaking of the word. And that thing is quite painful, I should say. I'm going back to the book of Proverbs. And in the book of Proverbs, this is amazing. It's amazing. Now, true spiritual food would enable us and would guide us to always commit our works to the Elohim and our thoughts becoming established. Now, I want to bring this to you, Mpunis Makamu. The preparations of the heart. I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 16. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Elohim. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Elohim weighs the spirits. Commit your work to the Elohim, and your thoughts will be established. Now, this is just amazing. If we get true spiritual foods, our thoughts will be established. We'll have the same mind as in Christ, because the Father is the one who is weighing the spirits. He will be able to show us...
Yep.
You know, you can't go into that particular of thought process.
Yep.
And it seems in many instances than one, we lose up somewhere. Funis Makam, what do you say in short then?
Yeah, mfundisi, lokushoyo kusho ukuthi awukwazi ukukhuluma ngomuntu ongenavudlelwane naye.
Yeah.
Mfundisi, uma sikhula, angithi uyazi ekhaya kwakho uvotwa izolo.
Yes, yes.
Uma ungangibuza mina, uthi no, uvotela bani? Ngizovotela le kwakuye yayisiprepare sasabantwana.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah. Uze kuhle mfundisi,
angithi. Kakhulu, ngizwa.
ngoba sasikhulisa ngaleyo ndlela leyo yokuthi mina abantwana niyile into lela.
Yeah.
Then sasithi uma sesikoleni sibambisa induku sibamba ngathi singamasosha kube nesikhathi sokuthi kuphele iclass niphuma niyomala phangaphandle nimatcha nicula ni roller pass as if ningamasosha because you must be patriotic to your country. So uma ukhuluma ngalelo iqembu lelo lapho ukhuluma ngani kahle kahle. So wherever you go uma ukhuluma ngalo ukhuluma ngami awukhulumi ngalelo iqembu ukhuluma nami kahle kahle. So uma ngiyokhuluma nami ngikhuluma ngalelo iqembu elihimi. So in order for you to teach, uthitha ngento ufundiswe yona unebudlelwane nayo uhlale kuyo une assurance ukuthi awukwazi ukuhambisa ukwakhe ungazange wahlala naye wazi ukuthi istep asithathayo uhamba kanjani. That is the reason when Jesus was about to send the people to go and preach the gospel, uqale wahlala naye aba prepare for a long time. Uma seba prepareiwe aba release that hambani. Uma babuye bahamba bayo release le nto lela yalo muntu lo lapha abahlale naye bakhuluma ngomuntu abahlele naye uyokhuluma kanjani ngi South Africa if you are not a South African. Awukho in South Africa into zokukhuluma manje. So in order for you to talk to bring the true spiritual food, kumele kuqala kugqala izwi kuwe because the Bible says ku prophet, out of the abundance of your heart the mouth will speak. Uzokhuluma kanjani izwi ungazange ube nobudlelwane nalo muntu?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uzobanikezani abantu ungena lutho wena?
Ngiyabuza.
Uzothini ebantwini? Uzobakhomba muphi uNkulunkulu wena ungekho kuye? Uzobatshela kanjani ukuthi amagama ayabhalwa encwadini yokuphila kade lakho lona likho? Then abantu bathola ukudla okubonile because bahamba bayothenga ukudla kwase-backdoor e-Nigeria or Mozambique. Bahamba bayothenga ukudla okubonile eZimbabwe kwaboprofethi bani nakwabobhishopu bani nakwabobani. Kulapho bahamba bayakhona and they bring ukudla okubulala abantu emakhaya. Abantu abaphili izwi, baphila ama-miracles and they think ukuthi the miracles are the true spiritual food. Do you remember kuthina uJesu wathini uma wathi show us a sign, the miracles?
Yes.
Uthi uJesu, only perverse generation is seeking for miracles. So which means miracles, hayi ngokuthi akanawo, but ama-miracles is more for abantu abangakholwa. Abakholwayo, miracle or non-miracle, uzomthola ngimela. Ukudla nginakora akukho, uzomthola ngimela. Angisuki la. Ngifana nomtoza. Akho apha ndiyakhona, ndimile ndi apha. You understand? So,
yeah.
So ibandla aliphakelwa ukudla this true food, liphakelwa ispanaka lo, liphakelwa ukudla kwe chicken dust okuthi umathanda avule iziphi khona la abuya umathanda athi mta ekhaleni afule izandla athi yathi khona la ezandleni abuya suka bamba empilweni uhambe wena uyodla ichicken dust.
It's sad. I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp 0826572921. 2729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
All right. Let me just go a bit to Ecclesiastes. You know, and there I am looking at chapter 11. Chapter 11 says, and then from verse 7, truly the light is sweet and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for there will be many, and that is coming, and that is coming is vanity. All that is coming is vanity. Rejoice, young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you all the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart, in the sight of your eyes. But know that in all these things, the Elohim will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. Now, there's something that also captures us. We think we are in a state of permanence, you know, as physical bodies. Those who are young, they think they are immortal, immortally young. They will stay young at all. Sometimes I look at my children, the youngest one would think that I was born this way. You know, she can't imagine me being a child. And at some stage, she said to me, "Yo, you have so many years." Yeah, you. You know? And it is good to actually even tell them that, look, you're at a state where if you don't eat true spiritual food, you will not even remember, recognize, come into knowledge with the Father. True spiritual food enables us to remember the Elohim in the days of our youth so that we'll be able to prepare for the days of our elderlyhood when we grow up and we are taken where you don't want to go. You know, to prepare us for life in its fullness. And not just ended youth. I pity today many who pass away as youth because of disobedience, insolence, you know, they're stabbed at a party and all those kind of things and stuff. I pity that. But if we stay in the word of the Elohim, we will be able to actually even see what we need to do in each and every stage of our lives. In other words, we have the elderly who are frustrated because they never ate the word of the Father. Yeah. Now being old is frustrating them, you know. we have the adults who didn't eat the word of the Father. They are directionless. They can't stay even at home with their spouse. We have the young adults who do not eat the word of the Father. They think everything is permissible. They live a life of risk each and every time. We have a youth who are directionless. Any wind that comes takes them because they can't even remember the Creator. So we need true spiritual food so that we can curb this. Apostle?
Oh, I have said a mouthful, Devin Tatemakamo. And really, I think it's about time, especially to really, really eat on the word of the Lord, feed on it. Because when our spirit are full of the word, when it gets squeezed in a corner, what comes out will be the word of the Lord. But now, when you don't feed yourself with the word of the Lord, then squeeze into a tight corner. it hurts about the tablet to do the tangatona, you know, body gossip. You know, and funny enough, it's so sad how Mudikere came with the Maya Oaho, the slandering spirit, the Maya Wadi gossip. You know, people gossip about each other in the name of praying for other people. You know, it's amazing. It's so sad because, but how about the feet, the Mudim? But having said that, when you read in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, Aaron, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness,
yes,
for they shall be satisfied.
Blessed
are those who hunger. What is it that we hunger for? People hunger for prosperity. That is why they will be comfortable in places where they are told you will be a multimillionaire, you will have houses all over the world, so forth and so on. Because they are feeding on that desire. You know, somebody was saying something very powerful. They prophesy what is in your heart and what is in your mind. But true prophets will prophesy what is in the heart and the mind of God about an individual. So now when we hunger for wealth, people these days buy butter in the bathroom. From young people, I was so shocked. This other young kid, because we never tell it. So these are the talks that are going on in the house, and we have not picked it up. So because the hunger that people have and said, we thirst for material things, we thirst for every other thing else except for the word of the Lord. But if we thirst and hunger, as the word of God clearly put it, for righteousness, definitely we shall be satisfied. Another verse is it, we shall be fed. May the Lord help us as 2024 is coming to a close. For 2025, hey Tom, Arabe, a nation and a people who thirst and hunger after righteousness. When you go after righteousness, even believers, Baba no gare, something's not right with you. But may the Lord help us to rise up and thirst and hunger for righteousness.
Yes.
And feed on the word of God no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely there. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can drop us a voice note. It's 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, and let's hear what you say. I am keen to hear from you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, here's a WhatsApp. Good day, my name is Piet van Heerden, 72 years of age, have been full-time ministry since 31st May 1986. Feel strong urge to connect with you and the return according to what to and how to, and the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Joe Niemann regarding the task and the return. The Lord spoke to me October 23 in similar manner, reprimanding me not to retire but rather to come on parade. He spoke in various ways, manners to follow in his footsteps, man's thoughts, his ways. Thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. Since that day, my whole life and ministry changed drastically. And then since January 2024, I also started to make video lessons. Listen, Mr. Piet van Heerden, it will be good that with regards to the topics we are talking about, come in and put in terms of maybe voice note, in terms of the texts, the things that the Father is saying. I hear what you're saying, and in the topics that we are talking about, how do you bring that across? How do you bring the commission upon your life across with regards to that? All right. Okay.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Of course. Now, when you listen into the word, and this is very important, we need to be those kinds of people who are very sensitive, very sensitive. I'm going back to Proverbs, you know, as we close. Muruti Makam, I'll give you the 2 minutes to close, and then the Apostle Phumlamfe, and also the 2 minutes to close. Now, I'm looking at Proverbs 27. And then Proverbs 27 says something, you know, in verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends. Whosoever keeps the fig tree will eat its fruit. So he who waits on his master will be honored. Check it out. Spiritual food comes from the master. We need to wait upon the master so that we can experience his honor. Mfundis Makam, your 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's good to find good friends. Ukuthi naba kuba yibo uzoba abantu abajude kwezwe, not abantu bafana kalo, abantu abajula kwezwe likaNkulunkulu ukuthi uphile nabo.
Yeah.
Kungahambi uthatha noma ubani umenze your friend, because some of them bazokuthatha bakuyise endaweni ingafanelekanga. True, uqala kushumayela izintshumayelo ezingekho, zingekho scriptural. But when you choose abangani abaright, uzothi uma ukhuluma, people will correct you, people will teach you, and uba neteachable spirit ukuze ukwazi ukwamukela izinto zikamoya. Ask also umoya ukuhlola imimoya ukuthi umuphi umoya ukhulumayo, because some of the teachings, these words are kongathi spiritually from God, but they are not from God. So mfana kaNkulunkulu makafundi izwi, ahlala kwezwi, azindla ngezwi. Stay away from TV, akusiyo yonke into kumele uyibukele, but feed more on the weight of the living God. uNkulunkulu azokusiza endlini.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, when you look into the very same chapter, and that is okay, let me run to Proverbs chapter 28:11. My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him who reproaches me. It is important that we stay in the wisdom of the Father, and we can do that by taking true spiritual food. Then we will be able to please him. It means the faith, if we hear this word, faith will come, and this is the faith that pleases the Father. You know, faith cometh by hearing the word of the Father, which is true spiritual food. And we know without faith we can't please him. Apostle, finally.
Finally, Moruti, people perish because they lack knowledge. And in order for us for a regular knowledge, we need to feed from the word of the Lord. And there's also another very critical part, that is the wisdom of God. Those who lack it, let them ask it from the Lord. And finally, allow me to read from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Eric, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ.
Yes.
As the world is surely and speedily changing, trying to make sure that believers are brought to their knees. May we be intentional about studying the Word, about feeding on the Word, about meditating on the Word, and more especially applying the Word of the Lord. When we do so, the Word of God, the Lord, we are regarded as blessed people.
Yes.
May the Lord bless us all and all our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Ntlalazi Shova. You know, it's good you read the verses, Ntlalazi Shova. You can't say Fundani verse etize. We want you to tell us the meaning of it and what kind of sense does it make to you. And that is what we call ministry. Now, you say we read Philippians 1:18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. I wonder if people are preaching Christ in pretense. I have never seen that. I am yet to see that. I've seen this verse many times, but I'm yet to see that. And we can't actually say to ourselves, let us preach in pretense, because in the spirit of pretense, you find the spirit of deception. Yeah, bon. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much. We talk again the coming week. Apostle Phumla, thank you very much. Much blessings to you.
Much blessing to you, Muritem, to Muriti Makama, and our listeners. Shalom, shalom.
Tuda Rabba, shalom, shalom, Apostle. And Fundis Makamu, thank you so much. We talk again the coming week. Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate.
Amen. Amen.
We're looking forward to the men's dialogue, man. It's coming. It's coming like a hurricane. It's
Nicarapau.
Yeah, yeah, thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Amen.
Amen. And of course, thank you for listening. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for the voice note. We really appreciate it. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. Yes, through his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, we see his salvation. And by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us into all truth. You and I are learning together. Tuda Rabah.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.